and we're talking to a guy called Tom Amon. Now, Tom, I've got to say, would be, along with Peter Montgomery, the best yachting commentator in the world. While Tom does not commentate actually on the yacht races, his commentary from the sidelines, or even the fact he's actually in the middle of the ring to some degree at the Golden Gate Yacht Club, his commentary and the clarifications that he's been giving us around these rulings, I think it'd be nothing short of outstanding. So we welcome Mr. Tom Amon onto the show to give us some lowdown as to what's going on right now in the America's Cup, because as much as I love it, I'm finding the whole in-court thing, out-of-court thing, in-court thing confusing as all hell. So we've got Tom Amon here to clear things up. Tom, how are you, mate?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's evening here in Valencia. We're 12 hours behind you. It is a bit confusing, but hopefully we're moving forward now. We're getting back onto the water thanks to Justice Kahn's latest ruling. He turned down the Alinghi motions to re-argue last week, and we're looking forward to getting on the water with them as soon as possible yet this year and settle this once and for all.
Is there any way Alinghi, because I see they've already filed a motion, or at least tried to file a motion, can take you guys back to court?
No, they have not. In fact, the good news is we have a meeting with them on Wednesday. Day after tomorrow, Russell Coutts and I will be going up to Geneva to meet with Ernesto Bertorelli, this is the head of Alinghi, his lawyer, and the vice commodore of the yacht club. We'll be meeting them, hopefully sorting this out. That is our fervent hope, that now they have lost twice in court, that now we'll get on the water and settle it as soon as possible, hopefully yet this year. Our goal is to do it in October. They are asking to delay and buy themselves more time. We don't think they have the right to do it. None of the other teams want a delay. Grant Dalton has been strong. He wants it settled this year so that Team New Zealand can get back on the water in a conventional America's Cup with the rest of us as soon as possible.
So there's absolutely no way that these guys can go back to court and delay this yet again?
Well, you never say never, and they say they won't. Ernesto Bertorelli, after losing this last court case, he said they were done in court, they would not appeal. We hope we can take him at his word, and if so, then we'll be racing and moving forward here very quickly.
Tough. Stephen, that's the voice of Tom Amon from the Golden Gate Yacht Club, as his spokesman. The BMW Oracle is back on the water. Hey, Tom, when you go to those meetings where you and Russell go and meet with Ernesto and you head into them, what's the atmosphere like? Are they kind of frosty? Are they quite competitive? Like, what are the actual meetings like?
Well, it depends, of course, on the topic. We have not met with them in some time. His lawyer I've known and done business with, and hopefully we will be able to do so again on Wednesday. Ernesto will not be at the meeting, at least not we've been advised that he won't be, but the atmosphere is businesslike. I wouldn't say it's all a bowl full of jelly beans, but we will be serious and we'll be cordial, and we'll try to reach an agreement here on some parameters for this next event, and hopefully be racing moving forward here on the water yet this year.
How many lawyers will you take into that meeting, and how many lawyers will they have?
Well, we will take no lawyers. It'll be just Russell and myself. We're both sailors, and they will have Ernesto's lawyer and the vice commodore of the yacht club, who is a businessman, not a lawyer, and an old friend of mine. He and I are both members of New York Yacht Club, and I've known him for years, a guy called Fred Meyer, a very decent gentleman, and hopefully we will move forward.
Now tell me this, what date are we expected to, or are you hoping to sail, and what class of boat are we going to be running in?
Well, the judge has ruled last week that our challenge, which we filed last July, is valid. And we gave them 12 months notice of challenge. You're only required to give them 10 months notice, but we said we'll race you in July this year. Then when this thing delayed in court last year, then in November we said, well, we'll give you some more time. Well, let's do it in October of this year. And that's what we're still holding for. They say they need more time. They want more time until the middle of next year, 09, and none of the other teams want that. That gets very expensive for everybody. But they want to do that to buy themselves more time and get themselves more competitive, and we're saying, sorry, guys, it's October this year. And when we do race, it will be in magnificent, huge multi-hulls, 90-foot multi-hulls. They'll actually be 90-foot on the waterline and longer than that overall. And if they build a good boat, and I'm confident we are, in fact, building a big maxi multi-hull, this could be a very exciting America's Cup.